This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of what's on your mind. I'd love to know, folks, what's on your mind. That's why we ask the question, so remember that. You let us know. You can text us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many of you do. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054 as well. Heads up, tomorrow we're going to do a little survey by text. You can call in, too, of course. Question being, today, are you still comfortable with the strategy Donald Trump has for trade negotiations? In other words, maybe you were when it started, but now it's taking too long and you're not so sure, whatever. I just want to know what you think of that. It's playing out of the Senate race a lot right now where you've got Senator Heitkamp, you know, and the various apparatus of the Democratic Party, like the Farmers Union and others, just really stirring the pot. I mean, in my mind, just stirring farmers and ranchers up to raise the anxiety level for political reasons. That's what they do. It's just their thing. But I don't doubt people that have had a tough couple of years. You know, whether they're farmers, union farmers, or Heidi Heitkamp supporters or not, are worried. That's just perfectly understandable. You know, this isn't easy stuff. I hear folks more on the, I'm going to say this without it meaning to be detrimental, but more the business sense kind of, you know, conservative farmer that, yeah, bigger, but also just, you know, super savvy. In other words, all due respect to all farmers and ranchers, but especially farmers, there tends to be a little whine in you every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to, say anything out of reach. Or so I think naturally people who hear from you tend to think, oh, there they go again. They're kind of, but this makes sense. This has been going on a while. And so there would be some consternation. But anyway, I think there's less whine you can't farm without being ridiculously smart. You can't farm without being, you know, just that. I mean, it's a business, and that's what I always bristle a little bit about the idea that, you know, there's, the family farm, the small. Look, the family farm is not any different than Microsoft. You know, I mean, it really isn't. It is every bit as complicated and as many moving parts and, you know, things are changing as fast for them and software and, you know, that technology space as they are for you in farming and precision farming and all the things that are available to you. Look at the crop out there right now. Look at the crop right now. If we turn the clock back and found that very same land 30 years later, nowhere near as many as bushels per acre. I mean, a corn is just ridiculous. It's like Empire State Building tall, you know, Capitol Building tall, tasseled up, and I mean, it's just phenomenal. That takes ingenuity. That takes a whole lot of, you know, just a lot of great things. And then, of course, the cost to do all that and the risk involved. I mean, just the risk alone. Anyway, those kind of farmers that are, you know, on the bigger side, I'm saying everybody deserves kudos, but they tend to be on the more business bigger farm side, a business savvy, bigger farm side, I've heard terms like, you know what? I'll take a few cents less a bushel, right now. And it's fine. We're going to take a bath this year, but I'm not next year, and the year after because we're done doing it. I mean, they appreciate that. So it's a long way of telling you the question that I'm, really curious about is the strategy. Okay, where your gut is at right now on the strategy to get you a better price. Because that's what it is. Donald Trump isn't out to jam farmers. He isn't out to stick it to farmers for somebody else. He is trying to help farmers. He's sick and tired of ranchers having to, you know, get shaft deals and, you know, trade deals, and he's sick of it. So he's trying to change it. I think it'll work because of comments like what he told Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind when President Trump flew them out to, on Air Force One for that rally in the end of June. He said, I know, I'm paraphrasing here, but I know there's a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of concern. Just tell people the longer we wait, the better the deal gets. If that happens and good deals are cut, there's no worries here. Might be some bumps this year, obviously, with price and everything. But, you know, it's long-term. If Donald Trump is successful, that's going to work and work very well. If it doesn't, you're going to be mad. And it's going to be a bum deal. And in my way of thinking, I think if there is some sort of significant disruption to the bottom line of farmers and ranchers, and as a result of the trade battles and the tariffs, there'll be some programs here or there that will say, we're going to, you know, already talking about some different things for this year. So that happens. Long monologue here. Didn't mean it to be this long, but I just am saying it to say, I want to know, it doesn't matter. I talk into a microphone for a living, for crying out loud, right? I talk into a microphone for a living. So I'm not an authority on this. I'm just interested. I'm listening. And I want to know. I want to be informed by you, the audience, and you can do this anytime. Now, tonight, tomorrow during the show, I'm just going to spend some time tomorrow getting your take on whether you support the discussion, okay? And it's as simple as texting me at 701-367-2054. Donald Trump has my support in this negotiation effort still. I'm still with him. We're okay. Cut and run. I hate this. Get us out of it. I don't like his negotiating style. That's the other side. Up with Trump, down with Trump, whatever that is. But for farmers and ranchers, please, 701-367-2054. Okay, what do we got going here? We did find Corey. So we got Corey Spotted Bear standing by, and we have Todd the Radio God at the fair as well. I'll just ask you quickly, Todd, and then I'll go to Corey since we tracked him down now. From your vantage point there on the Dakota Talent Stage there, and the place you're at, how many different food options are there? How many different food options are there? Like, do you see corn dog, like cheese curds, like a funnel cake? What are you seeing?
18 flavors of smoothies.
Ooh.
Burgers, waffle fries.
I'll take the fries.
Waffle fries a little bit later.
Yeah.
Mini donuts.
Mini donuts. Probably with options for sugar and everything else, huh?
Now, how do you feel about the chicken waffle on a stick thing? How do you feel about that?
Gross. Not my thing. Not my thing. I can't do it at all.
You know, it's one of those southern things. I lived in the South. I don't remember having that, but maybe it was after I moved away from the South. I don't know. But yeah, there, you can get that here, too. So balls and shakes and sausages and fresh-cut French fries and all kinds of good stuff. So, and juicy wild rice and beef burgers. Wild rice and beef burgers? Might have to try that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, and crab fritters. Have you had a crab fritter before?
See, I don't like seafood, so I haven't, but I hear people talk a lot about crab fritters. They like them.
I'm allergic to seafood, so I'll never have it, but, you know, if you're into that, and cheese curds, there's plenty of cheese curds here, too, so.
And somebody at the fair told you about the State Fair Parade and Congressman Cramer and Heidi Heitkamp. What happened there? What do we know?
I heard about that. You know, high five a little girl, give it her a sticker, and then apparently Senator Heitkamp came along and took her sticker back from her that one of her people had handed her. Whoops.
So, Kevin Cramer, I understand the parade. This girl's name is Bristol, and I think her mom has posted on Facebook this. comes up and you know, whatever, Kevin goes up, gives her a high five, right? So this was like fairly early in the parade. And then much later in the parade, somebody had given her a Heidi Heitkamp sticker, correct, Todd? Is that how I understand the story?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this little tiny girl has a Heidi Heitkamp sticker, and Senator Heitkamp comes along and takes the sticker from her.
You believe that?
Now, what was the deal, though? Do you think she was just thinking, well, she doesn't have a car, so she doesn't need a sticker, and, you know, let's give that to somebody who has a car.
Isn't the whole idea to win votes from your opponent? I mean, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, but if your whole point is to win votes from an opponent, and you've been able to persuade her to go from Kramer to Heitkamp, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't know. Very interesting, though. Okay, so Todd's at the fair. Come find him, by the way. And all you got to say is, hey, aren't you Todd Mitchell up there on the stage? And he's going to say, you want bull riding tickets, truck and tractor pull, ranch, rodeo? What do you want? All the events tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday at the state fair. And Cody Spotted Bear when we come back, so don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By the University of Mary today. Visit umary.edu/MSN. Classes begin every 5 weeks for master's degree in nursing. That's right, smart choice. Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to programs elsewhere. And as I said, classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. Check it out, umary.edu/MSN to apply today. All right, we have Todd at the State Fair. We're going to check in with him after a little while, Mark Fox, chairman of the Mandan Hidatsa Rikaran Nation, in an interview we did last week, but didn't get a chance to play on Friday, so we're going to do that. And our friend CJ is here from DAC Diesel to tell us why his shop, with him and those great techs that he has and looking for more, doing some incredible work on the shop you need for any kind of diesel repair, truck, tractor, you name it, they do it. What would you say is your specialty, CJ?
Specialty? Well, there's definitely fixing problems that other people can't solve. You know, we seem to have the knack for it, and we got that reputation going. We're getting a lot of referrals on that because we've done such a good job, you know, over the past, just helping customers out there where they've taken them to different shops, multiple different shops, and can't get the problem figured out. So bring it to us, and we get it figured out, fixed right the first time. So
you're the best.
And then the other thing. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. That's right.
Oh, I was going to say the other thing is also our overhauls. We have the best warranty in the industry right here in Bismarck, North Dakota. So there's not another company in the nation that has the same warranty on their overhauls as what we do. So you know, if you got a big truck, tractor, pickup truck, you need an overhaul. We got the best warranty right here, like I said, in Bismarck, North Dakota. So
210-0888, 210-0888, or the office with your appointments if you want to get something scheduled, 701-258-5011, DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Have a great day.
You too, Scott. Thanks. Bye.
All right, good to talk to you. Daryl Lease will be joining us in just a couple of minutes as we found him. And he had a good excuse, actually. Out in the middle of the farm, so tied up at the farm. But he'll join us in a moment here, and we'll talk a little bit about the recap on the Farm Bill Forum from last week. Corey Spotted Bear is here. I played a couple of cuts from our conversation with Corey on Friday, I think, and we just didn't have the best quality to do it. So I said, I'm just going to call him up and have him on again. And he is a councilman with the MHA Nation from the Twin Buttes. He hosted us at the Cook Fest. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts on that big Cook Fest, and we had a great time. There, and I just saw a lot to like in Twin Buttes, so I thought I'd ask Corey a little bit more about that. Corey Spotted Bear with us, and what's on your mind? How are you? Corey, can you hear me? Hang on a second.
Sorry, I had the darn phone on mute, so you wouldn't hear the background noise here, but yeah, I'm here, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
All right, now I can hear you. Just walk me through, give me a quick little visual on the projects you have in the works right now in Twin Buttes. I was amazed.
Are you there, Scott?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, we got quite a bit going on out here in Twin Buttes. We got a lot of new houses going up in the last 3 years. We've put up 44 new homes. We've put in 46 miles of new water distribution line for our Fort Berthold Rural Water System. Folks waiting 25 years for water in their country home sites. We got a $11 million water treatment plant project under construction right now, Scott, that's going to increase our capacity from 50 gallons of treated water to 650 gallons of treated water. Right now, there's a huge need for that. We got a new 38,000 square foot community center on the hook. The parking lot's done, and a lot of the infrastructure has been in place, and that'll be done in the spring of 19, so next summer. We got a large elders activity and heritage center under construction with a completion date of this fall, August or September. A 4,000 acre bison pasture we're fencing off. Juneberry orchard, 5 acre Juneberry orchard. We planted 1,000 fruit trees this summer.
That's my personal favorite, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Scott. And
yeah,
one of the most special projects is the rec areas for the children. We got a Indian Health Service grant where we reclaimed 3 abandoned lagoons. That one of them, I think, was from the 60s or 70s. It was abandoned. We got a grant to do reclamation on those, and we turned one into a ball field. One was turned into the Juneberry Orchard, and then one will have be a spot for future greenhouses. But we got the ball field and a 9-man football field and outdoor basketball court. horseshoe pits, ice skating rink, warming house, concession stand, skate spot. We got a
You can't even believe these. They are just they are absolutely beautiful. And Corey would go until tonight at 10 with more of
this. Just a few more.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It really is, and it's a testament to good leadership, Corey. So thank you for that, first of all. And I've expressed concern from the heart before about some places in Indian country that I just think, oh my gosh, come on. We can do better. We can do better. And you're clearly doing better there. And a lot of great things going on. So I hope folks get a chance to visit, check it out. Twin Buttes is not easy to get to. One way in, one way out, as you say. Right, Corey?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
But it's
if you're coming here, you're coming for a very specific reason. You're not just passing through.
Exactly. We'll have a chance to get back out there and tell more of these stories and hear more of how you're doing. But we'll stay in touch. But thanks for the hospitality on last week, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Enjoy yourself today.
You too. Take care. That's a good leader right there. Corey spotted there. No doubt about it. Daryl Leese is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, but more famously, he's the proprietor of Daryl's Racing Pigs. And Vince Azzarello, director of marketing for the State Fair, his job to get people to the State Fair, just told us that people buy tickets, gate admission to the fair, just to go to Daryl's Racing Pigs. So you are one of the main attractions there, just so you know. You probably already know that, but I thought I'd pass on.
Well, we've had bigger crowds than we've ever had for the opening weekend of the North Dakota State Fair this year, so been pretty interesting. But I've had a lot of people too, Scott, probably well over 50, come up to me and say, we listen to you on the radio. When you're on the radio, we really enjoy it. And so, I mean, there's your listeners out there are coming out also and to the State Fair, and a few of them have even said that they did come for they keep hearing me on the radio, and they had to come see these racing pigs. They haven't been to the State Fair for 25 or 30 years, so
that's what we love. We love hearing that, by golly. Now, we heard about the pig emergency with Todd riding the pig and the whole thing. Are you everything okay on that front? Are we gonna make it? I mean, just got him to slaughter a little early. Is that all? Is everything okay?
No, he just ended up pulling a hamstring, so he's all right.
Oh my gosh! You had one close to that, Todd, earlier, didn't you? He had something ham. I don't know, but anyway, that's a good one. We'll take a little break when we come back. We'll talk with Daryl about the event we wanted to chat about. There was a Farm Bill Roundtable with Congressman Kevin Cramer Friday in Bismarck. I want to get his take on that and kind of get a quick check on what he's hearing on the trade front, too. So ask our question of the day, which we'll extend into tomorrow. State Fair coverage. Todd Mitchell is there live at the Dakota Talent Stage. Stop and see him. He'll be there till 1 today. Get free tickets if you do.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Iran's president makes threatening remarks about the United States at an appearance on Sunday, President Trump sends an overnight tweet in which he warns the Iranian president not to threaten the United States again or it would suffer unprecedented consequences. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's message to Hassan Rouhani,
nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would agree aggressively stand up and talk about, and he's certainly not going to listen to aggressive leaders from other countries and their empty threats against America, and he's going to stand up and make sure that we're protecting Americans.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A dive team is beginning an effort to raise the sunken duck boat that went down in a storm on a Missouri lake last week, killing 17 people. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More minutes with Daryl Lease. I just want to get a recap on the farm bill roundtable that Congressman Kevin Cramer hosted with a boatload of folks. And by the way, not all people that there are farmers union folks were there, farmers bureau folks were there. I mean, all every kind of commodity group. So there was a huge group, and he just said, you know, let me hear it. Let's hear it. Daryl Lease of Farm Bureau still with us here. We'll check in with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, in a couple of minutes, and then also Mark Fox, chairman of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation, joining us on the program as well. So what was your top takeaway from that forum, Daryl?
Well, so I didn't attend the forum personally, but I visited with probably half a dozen or better folks afterwards and visited with Congressman Cramer's staff. And the common theme coming out of there is still regulatory relief. And, I mean, I think that's an important thing to pay attention to. Even when prices are challenged right now and have been for a couple of years, the still number one thing on a farmer and rancher's mind is regulatory relief. Because 25%+ of the cost to do business and produce food is linked to probably regulation and overreach of the government. And especially in North Dakota, when you start talking, and South Dakota even, start talking about wetland issues and managing water, those things were repeated and repeated and repeated time and time again by a lot of different groups there. And the other thing is the issue that we've talked about, and I've had the opportunity to talk about on your program when I guest hosted for you a couple weeks ago, and that's those conservation reserve program permanent easements when CRP is expiring. That got brought up a couple times, that thing needs to go away out of the Senate version. So it's just any intrusion on that private property right, any intrusion on a farmer being able to farm and a rancher being able to ranch is still the number one concern of farmers and ranchers out there.
Isn't that interesting? Where, and even more so than, okay, hey, you know, there's tariffs and the price, what's happening, you know, the falling sky there, it would be more of just the long-term pain comes from the regulation?
Well, the tying your hands behind the back and not giving you the opportunity to be able to adapt as needed, when needed, in an effective and efficient way by government regulation and strings connected by the government, that's a bigger issue at times than what, you know, if you can't even produce the product, doesn't matter what the price is, Scott. And that's what farmers and ranchers are talking about out here. If they can't even grow the crops on their own property that they own, it doesn't matter what the price is. If they can't get them fields planted, they don't have anything to sell anyway.
I'm hearing, and I don't know if it's, a representative sample, but I'm hearing more people you know, sort of, okay, I was all right with this first, but it's taking too long. I'm moving away and kind of, believing that Trump's rhetoric is causing some of this. I mean, do you sense more people are, you know, sort of, off of this, backing off a little bit or cooling to the idea of what the administration is doing in the way of negotiations, or is it steady?
You know, so I'm going to speak from our experiences with our membership. We're not getting bombarded by calls from our membership saying, tell Trump to quit this stuff, or we're getting concerned, or we're still getting calls that say, man, I hope he gets this thing fixed. I hope he carries through. I hope he sticks to his guns and gets a better deal for us. But on the flip side, where I am getting calls from our members, Scott, is that CRP easement program in the Senate Farm Bill. Believe it or not, that is outweighing the calls of concern more so than trade and tariff talk is.
Interesting. Daryl Lease, Daryl's Racing Pigs. How do you tell people to find you at the fair?
Well, you just got to come back by the expo barn. If you go on walking down the main drag, when you get to the corner of where Tubby has their food stand, where you can get, you know, Tubby taters and all that, you take a turn at that on the main drag there, and you come west as far as you can, and you'll find us. And we're down by the other Tubby stand, the Tubby Burger stand. So anyone that has been at the fair knows where the Tubby Burger stand. If you don't, you're going to want to search that out too.
Say, Todd, you didn't mention Tubby's burger stand earlier. Maybe you were looking the other way, but that sounds worthy too. I'm down with Tubby's. All right, find Daryl at the fair, folks, and check out Daryl's Racing Pigs. Tell him you heard him right here on What's on Your Mind. And Daryl, we'll see you this I guess a little later on this week. Daryl's going to be back with us as well, talking more about the trade stuff. So thanks, Daryl.
All right, thank you.
Daryl's Racing Pigs. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, he knows about Daryl's Racing Pigs.
Yes, sir.
When you were gone, he told us that no worries, no pig emergency. He only pulled a hamstring.
Go figure. Yeah. Go figure. Oh, yes. A definite shout out to Tubby's, by the way. Fantastic burgers.
Are they? Okay, good, 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 good. I love it. What else are you doing there? Anything else you checked out so far?
Well, you know what? I just went across the street here, and we did a little Facebook Live with the mini donuts people. We got to see how the mini donuts are actually made, and sometimes people don't. All they think is donuts come in a bag, just like food comes from a store, not a farm, right? So we got that for you. Got the lowdown on the juicy wild rice and beef burgers and what they're like ahead of being made. So definitely want to check that out. Scott, I still got those four packs of tickets to a whole bunch of stuff coming up, plus some Cheap Trick tickets that I had of my own anyway. So I brought plenty of tickets and some K-Fire swag. So as you find me roaming around the North Dakota State Fair at the Dakota Talent Stage for now, and then eventually going to be out and about all over the place, and who knows where I'll be on K-Fire after 3 o'clock today. We'll get to the bottom of that. Make sure you come find me. I'd love to meet you.
Todd, the radio god, ladies and gentlemen, right there at the Dakota Talent Stage, and going to be there all 3 days, and I'll be up there Thursday, Friday. So please come by and say hi, and you get a chance at bull riding or truck and tractor pull tickets, ranch rodeo tickets, and all the rest. So I sat down with Mark Fox, who is the chair of the MHA Nation, and I want to talk just a little bit about the future and the vibrancy I was seeing in Newtown and the things happening there and how that's all happening. And of course, there's always a number of issues dealing with either the federal government, the BIA, the BLM, and, you know, the state government, everything else. We get into a little bit of that, too. But here's Mark Fox.
You know what? The future has gotten much better. The outlook towards the future has gotten much better. And the primary reason was it wasn't always like that. When we started out in 2008, and we're talking about 10 years now since the tax agreements went into place and many of the IMDAs were completed. But in the beginning, it was very difficult. A lot of the negative impacts is we were overwhelmed by it. We weren't prepared or ready for the development at the pace that it came in. And so we experienced so many problems from, you know, dangerous roads, our highways being torn up by the traffic, the crime that came in, the lack of housing and infrastructure, environmental impact, all those things really, really put us in a bad situation as a tribal nation. And so what we've been doing since that time in the last 4 or 5 years now is adjusting to that and putting in together regulations, putting together everything necessary to protect ourselves, but at the same time, enhance development. And that's what we've been working on. And you know, I want to be able to say now that we've gotten a number of things under control. There are still a lot of major issues that we have to work on regarding the state, federal government, and other things. But all in all, economic development-wise, we're rolling along at a steady pace. We're continuing to grow, and our tribe is better off for it.
Paint me a picture of the revenue, the jobs, what you kind of see coming. What kind of growth? Where are you going?
Well, you know what? The growth of the oil industry itself is always subject to that market price. You know, drilling equates to how many employees and jobs are going to be out there. So, you know, with the price of the barrel of oil going back up, we went down in a slump, like the state went down in a slump. Ironically, a few months after I took office, 2015, January 2015, until a year ago, you know, we had a lot of difficult prices, you know. So for those first 2.5-3 years, and we went into the slump, price of the barrel went in the 20s, we suffered like everybody else. 65% of our revenue was lost during that time period that we had formerly had or were building upon. And so we had to adjust, and that's what we did. And then what we did as a tribe is, well, you know, like the old saying goes, the old cliche, we have come to recognize economically you can't have all your eggs in one basket. So that means spinning off other businesses, doing other things to enhance the economy when you have downtimes and those upswings. So knowing these things, that's what we've been really focusing on as a government, as a tribe, and through our business management, is what do we do when we know that those types of slumps are going to come again? And we know that oil and gas isn't going to last forever. So eggs in a number of baskets is really critical.
On production, going forward, assuming, again, obviously price remains in a spot that isn't the bottom falling out like that happened previously, but where do you see production going?
Well, I see production continuing to steadily grow a little more. Then I think, you know, you're going to get the reaction on a worldwide scale on the market. You're going to see some dips again back and forth, all depending on OPEC and depending on what Russia and other countries do, et cetera. Iraq, I mean, there's so many intangibles. But knowing that, we expect some downturns. We expect prices to drop temporarily. But I think on average, as I said to the state legislature 3 years ago, when we're advocating on that tax agreement about $70 a barrel and that being a trigger point, it's always been my belief, and I think it's pretty solid to expect that now, that during the course of 25 years from that point forward, so for the next 22 years, we had a strong, strong belief that we were going to average right around about $75 to $80 bucks a barrel, right in there for that 25-year time period. So we're right on target.
What are the constraints? What's going to hold you back?
You know, a lot of the constraints is the infrastructure. You know, we can't get the resources and revenue to deal with the infrastructure that comes along with development. That's going to make it most difficult. Right now, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, meaning we're taking from other areas of need to pay for some areas we can't get regarding taxation and other regulatory structures that we're unable to realize fully. And that's really hurt us a lot. You know, $1.7 billion, and you know I was going to raise this issue, but $1.7 billion going to the state under the tax agreement, and then when we turn to the state and say, of that $1.7, you took off the reservation where most of that's generated from tribal trust wells and trust lands, of that $1.7 billion, when are you going to put that back into our infrastructure to help us? You know, because this is where it's coming from. And that's where it's done everywhere in the United States and every part of the country and around the world. When a government taxes an entity, they take that tax and then they try to deal with those impacted areas.
Sweet. Mark Fox is the chair of the MHA Nation. We'll wrap up that part of the conversation after this timeout when we come back. And that'll be our final segment for today. Mike Pence, the vice president in North Dakota on Wednesday. I'll have a little update on that when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorsen story, buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success, you'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On your mind. I hope it's safety. I hope it's staying alive. Right? And I want to tell you about our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. Today's safety training spotlight brought to you by them. They're a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. The North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in driver safety training. And parents, get this, half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. That's right. If you have a young driver, register them for the NDSE Alive at 25 course today. A great curriculum, trust me on this one thing, plus a great deal right now because the course qualifies for insurance discount and point reduction in North Dakota. So if you're in Bismarck or Fargo, listen up. State Farm has a two upcoming courses they're sponsoring, meaning you can register your teen for only $20. Course is regular $55. And you qualify for a vehicle insurance discount, too. Bismarck, July 29th, that's right, and registration deadline is here. So today's the day. Fargo, August 12th. Registration deadline, August 7th. So Bismarck said deadline for registration is tomorrow for the July 28th date. Fargo, August 12th date. Registration deadline, August 7th. Online, you can register at ndsc.org. Click on the training icon. Okay? The training icon. All right. I want to let Mark Fox answer his next question about what he's saying. Is he's saying, okay, there was a deal, and the deal was a compact, if you will, on a revenue share. And he's saying, okay, the tax structure was changed, and there were pluses for the MHA Nation out of that, not just minuses, because of the uncertainty was there and the trigger going away and everything else. But basically he's saying, okay, now if we're going to do it like this, we need some dollars for infrastructure. And I basically said that's what you want is infrastructure dollars. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And number one, we have to clarify the actual current agreement was passed in 2015, 2 years later, the state unilaterally, in contradiction to the terms of the agreement, changed that rate 11.5% to 10% for the combined tax. We never agreed to that. The agreement of 2013, which we both mutually agreed to, says we have to both mutually agree to change that rate. So the perspective we take is that that 2013 agreement still holds place here on Fort Berthold. You can change it for your wells off the reservation, but on Fort Berthold, that's 11.5, and we have been asserting that other 1.5, working it out with the oil companies for the past 2 years, trying to get them to jump on board and pay. Now, the point I'm making through all this is that now that the price of the barrel of oil is back up there, now that we know that oil companies can drill and produce more efficiently than it cost before. Their net profit is far greater at $60 a barrel, similar to what they were getting when it was $85. Now they can make those net revenue at $60 a barrel. It's time for an adjustment because our problems of funding infrastructure remain. And there are too many things that we have to do that cost billions of dollars over time that if we don't get those revenues, we're going to struggle.
That's the debate you got to watch right there, because that is you've got some significant differences here between the state and the tribe. That's all there is to it. So and when you hear him saying that it was changed without consent and the agreement wasn't followed and everything, it just smells of he didn't say expect legal action, but there's certainly a threat there. That's you can read that between the lines. So that's one we'll continue to watch, but there's a lot of good there now, and it's come as a result of oil and gas development. There's no doubt about it. Quickly on Wednesday, Mike Pence is visiting Grand Forks. We have told you a couple of times about that event and that we would let you know when we knew more. I did inquire today with a number of sources about, what is going to happen. And the only thing that I know for sure is happening is a visit to the Grand Forks Air Force Base by Mike Pence on Wednesday afternoon. He will come into Grand Forks for an event for Congressman Kevin Cramer. That is a fundraiser. And, Vice President Pence is doing a lot of these. Nobody should apologize for having a fundraiser. The Democrats invented it. They go around and get checks from zillionaires. And what Congressman Cramer is having to do is see everyday folks in North Dakota and hope to meet some other people around the country just as well, which campaigns are expensive. They cost money. So basically, if you want to pay $1,000 to rub elbows with Mike Pence, you do that. You go there and do that. And then he'll go back to the Air Force Base and do an event with the military, which is nice. I'm really glad that he's doing evidently a kind of a military appreciation event. It doesn't sound to me like there is going to be anything in the way of a rally like there was with President Trump and Congressman Cramer. It looks to me like you either go to the fundraiser to see him, and that's a rather small group paying a chunk of change to go, or you go if you're a member of the Grand Forks Air Force Base in the military, but general public or somebody driving from somewhere else, not going to work. So just wanted to tell you that because I said I would. Todd Mitchell will check in with one more time here real quick before we say goodbye for today, but he'll be back tomorrow at the stage, and you're going to be on the stage and around the stage till around 1 today. Is that right, Todd?
That is right, and then I'll be out and about someplace here at the North Dakota State Fair. You know, my wife heard the word Chubbies and went darting down the way here. I guess where she went. Way to go, Scott.
Well, we're getting close to lunchtime. And Daryl said they were really good burgers. So believe me, I'll be doing the same thing Carrie is. I'll be sprinting there when I get up there on, well, I guess it'll be Wednesday night. I'll be there for Thursday and Friday. But more with Todd and I tomorrow from the North Dakota State Fair. Stop by Dakota Talent Stage. Dakota Talent Stage. Main drag there, right there, just sort of opposite the midway. Okay? And the food. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.